Hi everyone. So today I'm going to talk about offshore investing for UK expats and residents. And before talking today, I would encourage any of you who haven't already done it to briefly listen to my last podcast, which was explaining some of the misconceptions about offshore investing. All offshore investing means is investing in a country which is outside of your country of residence. So that brings me nicely onto the first point. First of all, if you're a UK expat, it makes sense to invest offshore. In most countries, there are exceptions. If you are an expat in the UK, or should I say a UK expat living overseas, in a country like Switzerland or Singapore or Hong Kong, then in which case having a local option might make some sense, because Switzerland, just like the UK, which of course is also a low tax place, has been a financial center for a long time. There's a lot of checks and balances and so on. And the same can be said for Hong Kong. Indeed, the offshore financial center, it's estimated that the first person who bought a policy was actually a British expat in the old empire who bought it from Hong Kong. So where it's Hong Kong, where it's London, where it's Singapore, these are all established financial centres. So, but with the exception of that, if you're a British expat in many parts of the world, especially if you're in a place like a Cambodia or a developing market or even a mid-income country like a Thailand, but most countries in fairness, you should really consider, why would you want to keep most of your money in these countries with all due respect to those particular countries? Because often they don't have the same financial protections and other things. So then the next question is, should I invest offshore in the UK, i.e. onshore UK? Should it be somewhere like Switzerland, Cayman Islands, Isle of Man and so on? Now, I will say a few things, and that's this. First of all, if you're actually a resident in the UK, and we're going to talk about residents later on rather than expats, you can do things like ISAs, which are tax-free, provided that you're not saving so much that it's above the threshold. But you've got to remember, UK expats are allowed to invest in the UK, but they are not allowed to invest in ISAs, legally speaking, and you could get in trouble if you continue to contribute to your ISA and don't tell the tax authorities. So yes, you can invest in the UK, but you can't invest very tax efficiently, new money at least. That doesn't mean old money needs to be bought offshore, but new money. So you have to remember, almost all UK expats who have been overseas for a long time do tend to use British overseas territory, including the Isle of Man, Guernsey and so on. And basically it works in a very similar way to a stocks and shares ISA in the UK. This is what I mean about the media having a lot of these narratives which aren't true. Most UK expats are just investing £500, £1,000 a month, or a lump sum, 50 grand. Most of the people doing it are not actually super wealthy people, although there are also plenty of super wealthy people who do it as well. But the point is, for a UK expat, I would say the benefits in favour of going down the kind of UK overseas territory route is very high. And one huge thing that people forget is this. Onshore in the UK, the Financial Conduct Authority, or should I say the UK government, protects £85,000 or £170,000 for a couple. That means if there's a financial crisis and a bank goes bankrupt like Lehman Brothers, they will protect up to that amount. So if you've got £1 million sitting in a financial institution, you will only have £85,000 of that protected. In comparison, in the Isle of Man, there's a 90% guarantee. So regardless whether you've got 100,000 or £1 million, the authorities will protect 90%. And in Bermuda and Cayman and other countries, they have segregated accounts, which means that even if they go bankrupt, the financial institutions, your money by definition is protected because it's segregated. So I would say for expats, it's really a no-brainer to go the offshore route, unless you're in maybe Singapore, Hong Kong, or Switzerland, but even then you should consider it. But what about for UK residents now? Because as I mentioned, UK residents, well, you already have access to the UK, which is also a low tax and established financial center. You already have access to legal tax planning mechanisms like ISAs. So what about UK? Should UK people invest offshore? Now, obviously, it depends which offshore jurisdiction. Nobody would, in their right mind, suggest UK people should even think about putting their money in a country which is going through a civil war. So, of course, you should be very careful with which countries you choose. I would say that, to be honest with you, it's much of a match in some ways. Now, not in all ways. As I said, when it comes to offshore, some of the offshore jurisdictions actually protect a higher amount of money. So for high net wealth individuals, there's many tax planning and very much legal, unlike, again, what the media try to say, ways of reducing your tax. But for a normal UK person, to be honest with you, the difference between investing offshore or onshore in UK isn't actually huge, certainly not as huge as the media make it out to be. There are some benefits, obviously, of diversifying, as the last 10 years have shown, you know, with the UK pound, UK markets. There are a lot of positives of, you know, focusing also on the US markets, having, you know, some US dollar funds, although that can also be done from the UK, at least for some institutions that have multi-currency accounts. But beyond that, it really isn't that much of a big deal, you know, whether you have a HSBC UK account or a HSBC Cayman account, because as I said in the last podcast, that kind of thing is a bit of a myth now, because of course there is tax transparency, unlike what some people would like to tell you. So in conclusion, I would say that for UK expats, investing offshore is really a no-brainer, in the way that for some people in some developing countries is also a non-brainer. But for British residents actually living in the UK, it's a bit more complicated. I would say there are some advantages and disadvantages, which we can't fully go into in this podcast. But remember, all offshore investing is investing in a country which is outside of where you're living. So if you are a UK expat living in Dubai who invests in the UK, even though you're British, you are investing offshore. So don't listen to the media when it comes to these things too much, because there are a lot of myths. Okay, everyone, I'll see you next time.